Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. And, you know, it's been, I've had things going on and everything. Finally, everything's back on schedule. And as we like to be on schedule, joining me now from the beautiful confines of Yuma, Arizona, is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, and I am glad to be here.
Yeah. So we find ourselves in a position today where Dean, who is the most prolific writer at Amoland, he is so fast and been hitting with so fast, nothing new has published. So we're going to be, you're going to hear it first here. This is not anywhere where you can go and reference. There are 2,100 plus other articles by Dean at Amoland.com. These may be popping up later. They don't exist just yet. Consider yourselves to be privileged. What are we talking about, sir?
Well, I think we should talk about what's going on with all the challenges brought about by Bruin, the Supreme Court decision, where Clarence Thomas wrote a brilliant opinion that clearly laid out what the requirements should be if states are going to pass laws infringing on the Second Amendment. Now, the argument essentially goes that you're not allowed to infringe on the right to keep and bear arms. And the right to keep arms means the right to have them and possess them. And the right to bear them means to be able to carry them around with you in public places for the purposes of confrontation. And infringements, in this case, what Clarence Thomas said, and it makes sense, is that there are things that were accepted as in restrictions on the right to keep and bear arms when the amendment was passed and people realized that, you know, this was unacceptable. For example, you can disarm somebody that you have arrested and are putting in prison. You know, you don't have to say their rights to the keep and bear arms are being infringed if they've been arrested and you're disarming them. So what the rule is that if you can show that there were laws in place that were widely followed and understood and were accepted culturally when the Second Amendment was passed, then a similar law could be legal today. And there's not many of them, but there were some. For example, judges can tell people they can't be armed in their courtroom during a trial. And the legislature can say, we're not going to allow people to be armed in the legislative chambers while we're in session. So those are the kind of things that are allowable. And so it's a very, very clear standard, and we are seeing numerous challenges to existing law that unconstitutionally infringe on Second Amendment rights. So shortly after Bruin, the Supreme Court looked at four other laws that were in the hopper, so to speak, that were coming up to the Supreme Court. And they said all of these laws have been decided wrongly. That is, they vacated them. They're decided wrong. First, they agreed to accept them. That is, they granted a writ of certiorari, which means we think this case is meritorious enough that we will look at it. And then they vacated and said, all these cases are wrong, the four of them that I'm talking about. And then they sent them back, they remanded them back to the courts where they had originated from and said, do them over, essentially. And there were, as I recall, there's two cases involving bans on magazines of either 10 or 15 rounds. And then there was an assault weapons case. Let's see. And the fourth one, I think, was a carry case in maybe Maryland, but I might have that state wrong. But that's what they were. So several of these cases, or the results from these cases, have ended up back in the Ninth Circuit. The listeners will probably realize that the Ninth Circuit is the most reversed circuit in the United States. And it's the biggest circuit, too. And a great many of the cases come from California. Oh, yeah, I think the fourth case was the Hawaii carry case. At least that was definitely one that would be reversed by Bruin. And so, in the Ninth Circuit, the judge who has gotten most of the, or many of the Second Amendment cases, is Judge Roger Benitez. And he had the assault weapons case. It went to him, and he said it's unconstitutional. I mean, that's what he found in the case. He had a magazine ban case, and he said that was unconstitutional. And he had an ammunition, this horrifically strict regulation of ammunition, you know, that you have to present an ID and undergo a background check and can only buy so many rounds at a time, and you can't have them shipped to you at your home, and you're not supposed to bring them back from another state into California. I mean, it's a really, really bad law, and it's a horrific infringement on Second Amendment rights. And he had that case too. Well, all three of those cases are kind of like coalescing together. And Judge Benitez is to hear them again. And he has heard various of them over the last several months. And I think it was in November that he gave the various people in these cases a deadline. Said you have to get all your briefs in from the state. He said you've got to get a flow chart. No, not a flow chart. More like a spreadsheet of all the laws in California that are involved in these cases that and the historical precedents for these laws that you are citing, and you have to have that sent to me in 30 days, and then there's 30 days for the plaintiffs, who are the ones that are saying the laws are unconstitutional. They have 30 days to respond, and then I'm giving 10 more days for both of you to respond to what's been put out. So that was, he gave them essentially 70 days to put forward their arguments and the historical context for the three cases that I've just been talking about, magazine bans, assault rifle, and ammunition. That time period has now ended.
Let me get you to hold right there. Is this, and before we go into break, is this an article you're planning on writing, or is this just, just using out loud?
It's essentially a recap. There's, I think,
okay,
all of these have been, the cases have been discussed extensively on AML and in different articles.
Right.
But this is explaining what's happening with them now.
Very good. Talking with Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Dean Weingarten, and we're discussing a lot of people are calling what these states are doing, Dean. They're calling them their Bruin response bills. All of
yeah.
the anti-gun states, their Bruin response bills. So, do you think the stuff they're doing? Do you think this is just buying time? Is this?
Well, yeah, I think there is a couple of things going on. They are stalling, in my opinion. They clearly are stalling. Now, the cases we've talked about. They haven't. Those are existing cases. They've been going on for years already. So they're not exactly responsible. But we do see these response bills in New York and New Jersey. Maryland, I think, has one. Last I looked, they have not passed response bills in California yet. They did try to, but it failed by just a few votes in the last legislative session. Now, they're bringing it up again, but they're up against this hard reality for them that the Supreme Court has said, in no uncertain terms, the Second Amendment means something. You can't just wave your magic wand and say, well, we think it sort of might mean something, but the decision of the state legislature overrides it. You know, it's a hard reality to them that that is not what Thomas wrote in Bruin. Not even close. And he specifically rejected that notion. He rejected both the idea that you had to go through a two-step process to figure out if something was in the Second Amendment and then how you would approach it. He says, no, that's one step too many. Either it's in the second, covered by the Second Amendment, or it's not. There's no in between. And then he put forward the process that I've talked about, that this is how you decide whether the law is unconstitutional or not. It's the burden of proof falls on the state, on the government, to show that at the time that the Second Amendment was ratified, there was a similar law that was widely accepted and culturally accepted in the United States that you can point to and say, see, it was going on at the time of the ratification of the Second Amendment, and nobody said, you know, we got to take it down, and it was used extensively, and people were convicted of it, and nobody claimed that there was any violation of the Second Amendment. That's the high hurdle that they have to get over, and there just isn't very much in law restricting people at the time. So one of the things they're trying to do in these responses to the cases before Judge Benitez is to say, well, it's not covered by the Second Amendment. We look at step one is it covered? Well, no, it's not covered. And yeah, it's kind of, I mean, they're really stretching things. One of the arguments they're trying to make is they're saying that in Heller and in Bruin, it only is about the right to self-defense. And only if the items are used in commonly in self-defense. But that's not what either of those decisions say. They say it's for lawful purposes, for any lawful purposes, of which self-defense is just one purpose. So if you own a gun for target shooting, you still own it for lawful purposes. If you own it for hunting, you still own it for lawful purposes. If you own it for collecting, you own it for lawful purposes. If you own it just because you think that someday you might have to use it for something, that's lawful purposes. And they're trying to finesse that definition and to get the courts to accept the idea that it's only a very narrow lawful purpose that has to be in common use for. And that very narrow lawful purpose is for self-defense. And the only way to measure that purpose is to say how many people are recorded by the police as using that gun for self-defense. I don't think the court, certainly not Judge Benitez, they're not going to buy that argument because they've already talked about it in the cases running up to this. Benitez has been very clear that in common use, that both so-called assault weapons are in common use. There's something like 20 million of them in the U.S. He says there's no question they're in common use. And he says there's no question they're being used for lawful purposes. And he says, talks basically the same thing about magazines. There's maybe Some people claim 500 million or more magazines of more than 10 rounds in the United States. And he says they're obviously being used for legal purposes, and they're in common use. And that's the standard that the Supreme Court has put forward, common use. And we have a case that was decided by the Supreme Court in Kitano. Oh, let's see, that's been, what, 3-4 years ago now? I've written extensively about it, but in Kitano, a woman in Massachusetts used a stun gun. You know, the type that you hold in your hand and you push against somebody and give them an electrical shock. And she used that. She had that in her possession for self-defense. And the case was argued to the Supreme Court. And they said that the right to possess a stun gun and to carry it around for self-defense, the right to possess it anyway, it was illegal under Massachusetts law. And the Supreme Court struck the law down saying, this is a weapon that is designed to be carried, and that's part of their definition, too. We're not talking about a 155-millimeter artillery piece. You can't carry a 155-millimeter artillery piece, but you can carry a stun gun. And they said, well, it looks like from our best records we can see there's around 200,000 stun guns have been legally sold in the United States. And they said, that's common use. Clearly it's common use. So they set a floor. Well, a minimal. No. If it's over 200,000, it's in common use, according to Katana. So I guess that's a minimum. So if you got over 200,000, you're good.
Yep.
And we're talking 20 million.
Hang on right there if you would be so kind. We're coming up on the next break. I wondered if you were going to get to the stun gun thing. That's sort of a big indictment on everything they have to say about common use, isn't it?
It is. Because they said stun guns are in common use.
Yep.
And they have a number.
Dean has 2,100 plus other articles at Ammoland.com just waiting on you. Go check them out. Well worth your time. We will be right back, and we're going to continue on. We may even hear about a bear. Who can tell? This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says defense spending cuts should not be part of any negotiations to raise the debt ceiling. McConnell warning his fellow Republicans that threats against the U.S. are real.
The defense budget ought to reflect the nature of the threat. We have not only Russia and Ukraine, which we've generally done in supplementals, but we have the ongoing challenge of meeting China in the future.
House Republicans have said they won't raise the debt limit unless there are cuts to federal spending. President Biden is nominating Deputy Labor Secretary Julie Hsu to become the next Secretary of Labor. If confirmed, Hsu would replace Marty Walsh, who's leaving the administration to work for the NHL Players Association. Wall Street closing lower to end a rough month. All three major indexes posted February declines. At the closing bell, the Dow was down 232 points. The S&P 500 fell 12. The Nasdaq dropped 11. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. Do we need to finish? I think I cut you off there. You need to.
That's okay. I think there's some more comments because these are three fairly complex cases, and I think it's useful for people to understand how far the state of California is willing to go to try to stretch logic and reason and common sense to allow them to regulate weapons for personal use. To infringe on the right to keep and bear arms. And it's kind of weird for people who have studied the Second Amendment, constitutional law, the right to keep and bear arms. It's pretty clear. I mean, there isn't ambiguity about it. I mean, you can go around the edges. I mean, there's probably some argument about whether, 155 millimeter artillery piece is included or not. But there's no argument that ordinary weapons that are carried on the person of someone are included and that they were meant to be protected by the Second Amendment against people who wanted to governments who wanted to take them from you. But California, it's like their whole existence. I mean, they're willing to put extreme amount of resources into keeping their laws. And I think it challenges, the Second Amendment challenges their very assumption about the nature of reality and government. And they have what I would call the progressive assumptions. Government is good. Government never does anything wrong. The government is far wiser than the people, and anything that restricts government is a really bad thing. That's their viewpoint, in my opinion. And they consider themselves always to be on the side of government, and government will never be coming after them because government is good. They essentially view government as small g, God on earth, and they worship it. So when you challenge that worship and say, you know, government could be pretty bad and it can do some bad things, and we need some limits on government, and one of those limits should be that the right of the people to keep and bear arms should not be infringed. Because if you have an armed people, it's hard for the government to, you know, round them up into camps and kill them off if they decide to do that. And that just challenges their basic assumption about government and reality and everything. And that's why they are so bent on preserving what they view as their power to take guns away from people. And so with that, they have resorted to things like saying, well, because people don't use assault weapons to defend themselves every day, and they almost never have to fire more than 10 shots to defend themselves, then it's those things are not in common use, so we can regulate them. And I don't think it's going to fly. And the ammunition ban, we talked a little bit about magazine bans. We talked about the assault weapon ban. But the ammunition is not exactly a ban, but it's extreme restrictions on how much ammunition you can have, and that you have to show ID for it. It has to all be recorded. It's supposed to go in a database. There's no precedent for it in the historical record. There just isn't any. I mean, the closest they can come is back around the time that the Second Amendment was ratified. There were some cities that limited how much gunpowder you could store in a magazine inside the city. Well, that's not that unreasonable. We have some of that today. You can't store, you know, 1 million pounds of explosive in downtown cities, generally. They're in special places for safety reasons. But that's not modern ammunition, which doesn't explode in the first place. And we just, you know, there's this debunked idea that if you have modern ammunition in a fire, it's going to cause problems. But it doesn't. And there have been experiments about that. And there's scientific testimony that it may pop a little bit, but because it's not contained inside a chamber in a barrel, it just blows the case out a little bit. I mean, you know, it won't penetrate most clothing. It's just not a serious hazard. But the attorneys and the state of California and Gavin Newsom apparently are not willing to accept reality that way. And they're just throwing a hissy fit. You know, it reminds me an awful lot of, for those who are old enough to remember it, and I was just old enough to remember it, and I've certainly talked about it as I was growing up, of the people who wanted to keep segregated society in the South. Segregation now, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever. And it's like Gavin Newsom is like shouting, gun control now, gun control tomorrow, gun control forever at the Supreme Court. And I don't think they have a very good chance of winning. So they're delaying, and they've asked for time and more time and more time. And Judge Roger Benitez has been very good at saying, well, I'm going to give you some time, but I'm not going to let this go on for months and months and months and stretch into years. And you might ask, well, why would the state of California or the state of New York or the state of New Jersey want to delay, delay, delay? Well, there's an old joke about a criminal in some kingdom who was caught, I think, thieving, and they were going to execute him. And he says, wait, wait, I know how to teach a horse how to sing. And the king says, what? He says, yeah, give me 3 months. Actually, 6 months. I need 6 months. Give me 6 months, and I will teach this horse how to sing, and you'll hear it. And the king's kind of intrigued and says, well, okay, sentence delayed for 6 months. You know, make sure he's got some horses to work with and he's under good guard and locked up every night and all that. But let's see if this guy can really make teach a horse how to sing. Well, the jailer is walking with him afterwards and says, hey, you can't teach a horse how to sing. And the criminal says, well, I know that, but a lot can happen in 6 months. I could die. The king could die. And maybe I could teach a horse how to sing. And that's what I think they're doing here in California. They're desperately hoping that something happens during all this delay. And things could happen. An asteroid could hit the Supreme Court and kill off three conservative justices, and Joe Biden would appoint three woke justices in their place, in which case all the work that we've done for 50 years to validate the plain words of the Second Amendment go up in smoke because the woke justices say, Second Amendment? What's that? It's an old thing. It doesn't matter anymore. So I think they're just delaying out of frustration and hope that some black miracle happens to deliver them from the horror they see of having their power limited.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the last break. Dean has 2,100-plus articles waiting on you at amoland.com. Well worth your look. He's sort of paraphrasing right now over just sort of putting everything together that's been at Amoland. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Dean Weingarten, and we've been talking about Bruin. Do you want to continue to talk about Bruin, or is there a bear there somewhere?
We could, but I think we can switch to talking about bear attacks a bit and just talk about what we have seen in this research we've been doing for about 3 years now. And because I'm due for an update. I mean, I just need to do it, but it takes time and effort, and there's a fair number of incidents that have to be included. And I think we're getting pretty close to somewhere around 140 cases where a pistol was fired in defense against a bear. You know, bear-human conflict, and a pistol was fired. And what happened? And when we started this, oh, I think it was about 3 years ago, maybe it's a little more. It was unclear. We did not know. Nobody had actually done research on it. There was a study, a couple of studies about how effective firearms might be. There was a study that involved the database in the Defense of Life and Property Reports up in Alaska. And in that study, they found that firearms, now they're talking all firearms, not just pistols, that firearms were effective about 98% of the time. In other words, about 98% of the time, somebody used a firearm in defense of life and property, the bear was driven off or killed and nobody was even injured. So very effective. And then there was a study done by Tom Smith from, I think, Brigham Young University. And he and his colleagues, well, they went through their records to look at cases where firearms were involved in a bear defense. But they limited their look at cases where essentially there was a bear attack. I mean, in the papers or in a book, and they limited the cases they looked at in the defense and life and property statutes as well. And we don't know exactly what cases they looked at because they never released the data showing what cases they looked at. And they found out of something like 84 cases where a handgun was involved, let's see, was it 84? No, it was less than that. It was like 37 cases, I think it was 36. And they found that the handgun was effective in 84% of those cases. But they also included cases where the handgun was never fired. They included cases where the handgun, you know, somebody had a handgun, but they couldn't get at it. Or they included cases where maybe, you know, the handgun was in a pack and the person was trying to get it, but he never got it out in time to fire it at the bear. So that's a little different focus. And they still found 84% cases where the firearm was effective. So what we looked at is we said, well, where are these cases where somebody has a handgun and fires it in defense against the bear and it fails? You know, the bear just keeps on attacking and kills the person or mauls them very badly or whatever, but the handgun was not effective. And we were having a very hard time finding them. And out of the first about 37 cases that we found, which were where we published the first article about it, there was one case in which a handgun failed. Well, not the handgun didn't fail. Let's say it was fired in defense against the bear, and the bear didn't run off, was not killed. It just sort of mauled the guy and then took its time about leaving. And over the years, we have added more and more and more cases. And now we've published about 123. And there were three cases out of that 123 where the handgun was not effective. So that is about a 98% success rate, which fits in very well with what that first survey of what happened in defense of life and property cases up in Alaska. I mean, they're very close.
In the three cases that they were not effective, was it because they didn't get it out? Was it because of the caliber? Was it because
of the caliber? Well, we know exactly. I can tell you, and I've written an article just on those three cases. But one was where a bunch of people were up in Svalbard Island, and they were taking tourists around. And that's like one of the big hot spots for polar bears in the planet. And they had this ship, I think it was called the Orego, which was like a tourist ship and sort of an expeditionary tourist ship. And they took tourists out looking for bears. Well, one group took a high powered rifle and flares, and the other group took a .22 pistol and flares. And the one with the rifle did not encounter a bear, but the one with the pistol did. And bear kept coming, even though it was fired at from about 50 yards away. And when it got near, basically it grabbed the guy who had the pistol, and he lost control of the pistol. And then his one of his companions got the pistol and tried to kill the bear with it. But he didn't hit the bear in the right spot. Then the bear mauled him. And then, eventually the one guy was dead and the other guy retreated badly wounded. And they contacted the other group. And somebody with a high-powered rifle eventually tracked down the bear and killed him. So that was, 22 against the polar bear where they did a lot of things wrong. And then there was a case with the .357 Magnum in Alaska where a geologist had the .357 Magnum, and he thought, he said he fired the pistol at the bear one shot, and he might have, what did he call it? He might have, had the bullet just nick the skin of the bear or something. He wasn't sure. But then he went, dropped down to the ground, and played dead because he thought that was the most effective thing to do. The bear came up, mauled him a bit, bit up his arms and such, and then the bear was moving away from him, and he got up a little bit and accessed the pistol. But he said he couldn't fire it very well because he was badly mauled, and he's pretty sure he didn't hit the bear. But after he fired, the bear came back and chewed him up some more and then left. I'm pretty sure it seems very likely he never hit the bear. And then the last case was a .38 revolver in New Mexico where a guy was hunting, bow hunting, but he had a snub-nose five-shot revolver with him. and he sees a bear, and he gets his phone out, and he's trying to video the bear. Well, the bear decides it doesn't like that, and so he decides to try to climb a tree, and he fires a shot to warn the bear away, I think two of them, and then as he's climbing the tree, the bear comes after him and grabs him by the foot and drags him down, and then he's climbing the tree again, and during all this, he says he fired three shots at the bear, but they never found any blood. It seems likely that he never hit the bear. So those are the three failures. Most people are going to look back and say, well, there's some significant operator error there. And what I see is the most important thing, if you're going to defend yourself with a pistol, is to make up your mind that you're going to kill the bear. You know, none of this, oh, I don't want to hurt that poor bear. It's right. Just being a bear.
Right.
You have to decide that bear is going to severely injure or kill me. I have to stop it. And the way that I stop it is by killing it.
I'll tell you what. And, hold up right there because we're about to run out of time. Maybe we can continue this on Friday. And I love the bear tales. I love the bear tales. Catch all of Dean's stuff right now. The latest 2,100 plus articles he's put out at ammoland.com. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
It's always a pleasure.
As for me, I'll be back in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.